Yes, thank you for providing that, Allison. And can you give any advice to people out there who maybe are unsure about their career path, who maybe feel trapped in their career, maybe not sure in which direction to go?
You're in a great spot. That's actually the best spot to be in when you think, when you feel like you don't know, because then you're the most open to receiving the direction. The advice I would give is what I did, because it really works, is to sit down and write about how you got to where you are, what influenced the decisions that you've made, and then think back. In particular, when you're thinking about what it is that you want to do with your work, a question I often ask people is, think back to when you were small. Because when we were 3, 4, 5 years old, we didn't have an idea of who we were supposed to be. Yes, it was swirling around us, but there was enough of our authentic self that was available and accessible to us that we were able to express it. And you can see this. I didn't add this to the day, but obviously I work quite a bit with kids. Mm-hmm. And you can see this when you're working with especially younger kids, that there are these things that they can't help but do. And I don't mean in a way that's negative or some sort of bad behavior or something like that. I mean, truly things that if you leave them alone for 5 minutes, they just start to do the thing that's in them. So when you reflect on where it is that you really, that's really truest to you, think back to when you were small. What was it that you loved to do? What was it that you couldn't help but do? And then as you kind of reflect when you get older, think about the things that you can't help but do even now. So for me, for example, I can't help but talk about these things. It's probably pretty obvious from this conversation. I love talking about these things. So if you put me in a party, which was pretty much my nightmare, but if I had to be in some sort of party situation, this is the kind of conversation I would be having. Those are the things that are truest to you because they keep coming up to the surface. So when you look back at your life, think about those things. What was it that you loved to do when you were a kid? And what is it that you can't help but do now? And that should help start guiding you on the path towards what's truest for you.
Allison, that's really beautiful and very wise. And I thank you very much for sharing that.
Thank you for giving me a space to share it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're very welcome. Is there anything else that you would like to leave us with?
So the title of this broadcast, right, is Who to Be?
Is What to Be?
What to Be, right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Is What to Be. Well, then that's it, makes it even easier. So What to Be is you. That's easy. The challenge is figuring out who you are. When you strip away everything that you've been told that you're supposed to be, everything that everybody thinks you should be, when you get rid of all of that, at your core, who are you? Once you know that, everything else falls into place.
That's pretty awesome. Again, Allison, I just want to thank you very much for taking your time and sharing your very meaningful and deep perspective. I really appreciated talking to you, and you know, the things you said definitely resonate.